Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. So writer James Bloodworth always wondered why life was so challenging for him. He flitted from job to job, relationships failed, and he was always in trouble at school. At 37, he got the answer. He is on the line now to share his story. James, good morning.
Good morning.
So you used your time in lockdown to get to the bottom of something that you knew was just wrong your whole life. Can you talk to me about your diagnosis?
So basically, I'd known I had ADHD for some time, for several years. But it became overwhelming during lockdown. So it was something I'd managed to kind of exist with for a long time. I'd done very poorly at school. It really affected me at school. But I'd kind of done a bit better in the work environment because I've been able to go freelance freelance journalism. It was an ideal profession for someone with ADHD. So I kind of got by, but then last year during lockdown, it became much harder being in the house all the time with ADHD. And so I'd already tried the NHS route several years before with ADHD, but it didn't go anywhere because there wasn't so much understanding of ADHD, certainly on the part of my own doctor. And so I went private. I ended up using some of the money I'd saved during lockdown last year, and I went private and got a diagnosis that way.
So what are the signs or symptoms of ADHD?
The main one for me, I mean, it's slightly different for everyone. So I'm not particularly physically hyperactive, but for me, it's much more mental hyperactivity. So the biggest thing for me was inability to focus and concentrate. This was something that I've had my entire life, and it's different from, it's nothing to do with procrastination or motivation in the sense that it's not about willpower. It's physically impossible, very often for me to concentrate on something for more than a few seconds, which can be very, debilitating.
Well,
in a work environment,
in school. I was going to say, in school must have been really, really tricky for you. And when you were going through school and you couldn't focus, did people just write you off as lazy or troublesome?
So part of the diagnosis involved going back through lots of my old school reports with the psychiatrist. And one of the things that comes up repeatedly, and it was quite illuminating reading all of these things back, it was almost every school report, it was struggles with concentration, easily distracted, finds it very difficult to focus. And what happened to me anyway was, first of all, I started school, I was quite enthusiastic, I quite enjoyed aspects of it, but then you get more and more frustrated at the kind of, you can't do some of the work, you can't focus, you end up falling behind. And then I started to behave, I had disciplinary issues because I just became so frustrated, you almost kind of give up. And I felt in that position again last year when I got the diagnosis. It felt like, regardless of what plans I made to do certain tasks, to complete certain projects, I would fall behind, and you almost give up. It makes you depressed. You have this kind of overwhelming sense of frustration and you can't really understand why you can't finish something.
So was it at 37 you heard those words, you have ADHD? Was that when you heard those words? Was there any talk of that in your school days?
No, that was the first time I was properly diagnosed. So I mean, I'd done the obligatory kind of Google research, but I'd read a lot about it by the time I actually went to the ADHD center, which is where I was treated. And I effectively knew, but by that point, that I was fairly certain this is what I had. But then going through the psychiatrist, having a number of consultations, this historical consultation where they go through the old school reports and family references and things like that, that was the first time I heard that I actually have ADHD.
James, I just keep thinking of what you must, it must have been really difficult those younger years and your school years and not having a proper answer. It says that at 16 you turned to cannabis.
Yeah, so cannabis was something that, it personally, it helped me manage the ADHD in the sense that it slowed my brain down. So the thing with ADHD is your brain is kind of firing in all these different directions at once. And anything which, I'm not someone who does drugs. I don't really even drink alcohol. But cannabis was the only thing that really seemed to make me feel normal in some ways, where I could just have some stillness in my mind. I mean, nowadays I meditate and take medication, but as this was something that I did as a teenager and as a young adult. And as when I looked into ADHD, I found out that was extremely common, which it really did make sense to me why that happens with people with undiagnosed ADHD.
They would be drawn to that type of drug. I get it. Were your family really worried about you?
I think they were very frustrated with me when I was young because they couldn't really understand why I didn't knuckle down and do my work, because I was, it sounds like conceited, but I was relatively, you know, bright. I used to read and a lot, and wasn't kind of like I understood the things that were happening in school, but my family would just became very frustrated because it seemed like I just couldn't be bothered. Like, you know, I was just being lazy or just procrastinating, or I just couldn't be bothered to knuckle down and whatnot. And I thought that sometimes, you know, you doubt yourself and think, am I just lazy or am I just stupid? Like, why can't I just do these things? But then the fact that since I've been on medication and since I've kind of made changes to my lifestyle or since the diagnosis, you very quickly realize that actually this is a disorder. And when you know that and you have that awareness of it, you can start to change aspects of your life to work with it. And then things became so much easier.
So before you got the diagnosis and the medication and before you changed your lifestyle, you were kind of flipping between jobs and you couldn't really focus. Then you get the diagnosis, you kind of learned more about yourself. How has it helped you? Like, what is it like to have ADHD now? How does it affect your daily tasks, or does it anymore?
So it is an ongoing battle in some ways. So it's not like you get the diagnosis, get medication, then everything is fine.
Okay.
It's you know, it's still kind of an ongoing battle in many ways. But having the awareness is such a big thing, because I know what I need to do, you know, day to day, the foods I need to eat, the kind of rituals I need to go through, whether it's meditation, whether it's getting enough sleep, which will, you know, I work with the disorder rather than against it, if that makes sense. And the medication really helps with work, just to kind of lock in on something. That's the biggest thing with the medication. So it helps me lock in on things, whereas in the past your mind just kind of drifts around.
It's interesting you said there, you don't really drink that much, you change your lifestyle, you've mentioned meditation. Is a good, clean, well-rested life, are these all very important to manage your disorder?
Yes, this is hugely important. And one of the things that ADHD, one of the ways it affected me before with my physical health, was I used to binge eat a lot. So I used to go on these huge like eating binges to get rid of a time when I was bored to palliate my kind of boredom. I'd go on these great eating binges, and I've stopped doing that. So that's improved my health. And also, when you do those things, when you eat lots of sugar, that affects your concentration as well. So the dietary side of it was something I've improved a lot as well, and that's made a big difference.
Interesting. You're compelled to go back into education, and you've even attended university. How did you manage to do that?
I kind of scraped through in the end, because it's a bit like, so I mean, as a journalist now, I've managed to, you know, I've done this for 10 years before I was diagnosed with ADHD, but the deadline, having deadlines, there's a kind of fear around it, and the fear can actually compel you to just make sure stuff gets done. You know, it can be difficult, but the kind of fear of having no income, you know, can kind of propel you to do that. And university was a bit easier because it's unstructured. So if you're having a bad day, it's kind of okay. You can do the work another day at home. You know, it's there's more flexibility with your essays and exams and stuff. Whereas in the school environment, where it's very structured, or in a structured employment environment, it can be, if you're having a bad day, it's almost overwhelming, and you can become depressed with it, because you need that stimulation all the time. So if something's very routine, if something's the same every day, it honestly literally sends you into almost a depression, as someone with ADHD.
You now describe having ADHD as like having a superpower. What are those skills?
There are positives of it in some ways. So people with ADHD tend to be very creative. Mm-hmm. This was something that I interviewed when I wrote this article for The Times. I interviewed lots of people with ADHD, and some of them are in the article, and they're often in very creative professions. And I was always very creative, but the problem was putting the creativity into some structure. So because you're kind of, your mind is shooting around the place all the time, all over the place. And you often will be the one in a room who comes up with the more like left field ideas. I don't know why, I don't know exactly why that is, but there's definitely kind of a element of creativity that comes with it. But if you can't put these things into structure, if you can't make these ideas real, then it's kind of useless. That's why, you know, I'd say the problems outweigh the benefits, but if you can get the problems under control, It isn't necessarily completely, you know, bad.
James, is it really unusual to be diagnosed so late?
No, it's not. It's not. It's so Tim Lott, the novelist who I interviewed for my article, he was diagnosed, I think he was 62.
Wow.
Or in his late 50s. He was older than me, and it's quite common, because when I went to school in the 1990s and late 80s, there wasn't so much understanding about ADHD. And similarly with things like Asperger's and autism, you're seeing more diagnoses of adults because there's much more awareness nowadays. So no, it's not that uncommon. And I would even say that no one should feel like it's too late to seek a diagnosis, because it's in the 6 months since I've been diagnosed, there's been a huge improvement in different aspects of my life. So, and Tim Lott, who's, as I said, is older, he says that he feels like liberated from having this diagnosis. He's thrived, as he told me, since he's had his diagnosis.
Amazing. Can I ask you, what would you say to little James now, if you could?
seek out an ADHD diagnosis, maybe. no, I would say, I guess, like, one of the things that was most reassuring about the diagnosis as well, it gives a bit of colour to your history in a positive sense. So I no longer feel like I was just an idiot at school or something. It was like, right, this was what was going on. I have a much clearer understanding. So I'd say to my younger self, you know, don't stress. Just don't stress it. Try your best and you'll be all right in the end.
Did you ever think, when you got your diagnosis, did you ever think with jobs and stuff of keeping it a secret?
Not now, because I'm freelance. And a few years ago, I did a book where I went undercover at all of these different companies. And I've often thought that, you know, if the freelance journalism doesn't work, I'm kind of screwed, because no one's going to employ me because they're afraid I'll be undercover. so I think I've blown that.
But have you any advice for people who might be listening now, who feel like, oh my God, the penny is dropping while listening to this, and you're just making so much sense to them? Have you any advice for them?
I'd say to seek out communities of people with ADHD. So Reddit is a good resource for that. There's some interesting forums on ADHD there, because that was reading, because some of the kind of quirks that come with ADHD, you only really recognize in other people who have it.
Right.
So for me, like the certain type of binge eating I would engage in, it was very specific to ADHD. And I hadn't really, when I finally found people who had the same issue because of their ADHD, it was like a eureka moment. It was like, whoa, this is exactly what happens to me, what I go through. Seek out a consultation, because if you do have it, even if you don't want to go down the route of medication, there are kind of lifestyle things that can massively improve your day-to-day existence.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. James Bloodworth is a journalist, former editor of Labour blog Left Foot Forward, and author of Hired, 6 months undercover in low-wage Britain. Thank you so much, James, and I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Thank you for having me on.
Bye, love. What do you think of that? Did that make sense to anybody out there? Is anybody out there thinking, God, I struggle to keep focus? Maybe that is me. Well, like James said, if you do think it's you, maybe seek out community, seek out help, go see your GP. Thanks, James, again. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.